Did you stuff the sausage in something, or you just have the... Did you have the sausage stuffed in something, or did you...
Yeah, you see, you put that red pepper and, I forgot, sage. You put that in it, mm-hmm. as you grind it, just here, and mix it up, just like you would a door, so that the seasoning goes through it, and stuff it. And well, I stuff it with the whole intro. Take and clean them out good, wash them out good, and then I made the stuff.
You ever eat the anchovies like that? You ever eat the anchovies like that? Not stuffed, not as sausage, but just eat
What you call it, chitlin? Oh, I'm crazy about chitlin. Yes, I love them. But now the one I get out the store don't seem like they eat as good as the one that I make at home. Or even if you kill a hog and I get it, it don't seem to eat like that. Don't have the flavor to it. Yeah, I love chitlin.
When you take the bacon off, what do you call it when you first cut it off? So you got something of bacon?
Oh, well, you see, you take the sides.
The sides?
And make bacon out of the sides. And the other meat, well, then we eat that mostly. Mm-hmm. You see, you put that up. But now the bacon, you let it stay in salt. I have, I tried that on sugar cured, but I didn't like it. I can make better bacon with the pure salt. I take and turn it over and rub it on the skin, put it well, and I rub it on the inside, the meat, and then lay it up on the shelf or put it in a tub. If I put it in a tub, that's better. And you can put it in there now, and in the morning, it'll be covered with the juice from it, pull the water out. And then I take it out and wash it off, hang it up.
Now, is that bacon like that? Is that... all fat, or is it a lot of lean, or what?
It's lean too. Yeah, lean and fat. It just according to now that all that fat, and I try it up and make crackling of it and get the grease. And then when it dry, it'll get hard. Now the only one that'll get hard, the people up the country want to know, what do we feed our hog on that the thing is hard? And never feed them on nothing. Now you give them corn, that'll harden the fat. But you take a hog that's raised on peanut, chufas, the fat soft. It don't never come together and be hard. Well, ours, when you kill them, they're making. They eat the making out in the woods and it is as hard as you've been feeding them on corn. Mm-hmm.
Morning, man.
Yeah. See how they have different eyes. Good morning. How you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. What would you call the kind of bacon that you cut in slices and have eaten
well,
like this?
Well, you cut it, that's sliced bacon. But the other, the solid, you know that the whole side is all in one piece. Mm-hmm. You call that a side of bacon.
Mm. And what do you call the edge of the bacon that you have to cut off that you don't eat?
Well, the edge of it now, I don't know, you just call it a scrap.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind of, might be bacon or something like that, that you say you put a piece in a pot of greens to?
Oh, well, you see now, well, that same scrap you see in pieces, just put it in there mostly for seasoning. Some people eat it, mm-hmm. but me now, I don't care for nothing fat. No, mine must be lean. Some mm-hmm. people don't want, oh, if it ain't fat, they don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no fat.
What would you call that kind of fat that you put
in? I don't know. Now, there's one piece there that we cut off. You take on that in the flank or that side. I cut off a piece about that big and come round like that the way I hit that lean. And then that ain't nothing but a gob of fat. Mm-hmm. Now, we mostly try it up. But there is a piece there that you call the butt. See? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a chunk of meat, but he too fat. I don't want that butt. No, it's not for me. They ain't cooked or something really. I leave the meat alone. But you can have it. I'll eat the other stuff, but I don't want that. Yeah, that's butt meat.